I am Grandpa, and I love you.
I'm Grandma, and I love you too.
Welcome to our podcast, Grandpa and Grandma Bedtime Stories.
We share some stories that will make you laugh.
We share stories that might make you cry.
And we share stories that will give you courage to choose the right.
And these bedtime stories will help you to dream sweet dreams.
So get on your pajamas and say your prayers.
Turn out the light and hear our story tonight.
Hello, this is Grandma, and I'm going to tell you a story about when I met Grandpa Mark. I was a freshman at Utah State University. It was the first time I was away from home. And I went to church in the old Gold Dome Church in Logan. And there were a lot of fun friends in my ward. The very first Sunday that I remember was a fast and testimony meeting. And I can remember a guy on crutches going up to the front and sharing his testimony. And I remember looking at him and thinking, man, he's pretty good looking. I wish he'd shave his beard. What was so funny is when Mark grew a beard, it was red, but his hair was blonde. So it was kind of weird looking at him with blonde hair and a red beard. But I remember thinking how much I appreciated his testimony and how much I really thought he'd be handsome if he shaved his beard. Well, that afternoon, with my apartment of roommates and with other roommates that lived by us, we got together and were having some fun games. And people started talking about Mark Mulford. And I didn't know who that was. And they said, well, at church today, it was the guy that bore his testimony that had crutches. And I said, oh, yeah, I remember thinking he should shave his beard. And we laughed and they said, well, he is the ward Casanova. Just be really careful of him. He'll come up and he'll say he's the executive secretary to the bishop, which he was. And he'll say he needs your phone number. But he's not getting your phone number for the bishop. He's getting it for himself. And so, indeed, the very next week, Mark asked me for my phone number, and I gave it to him. And I was called to be one of the activity committee chair people in our ward with a young man that was also named Mark. And I went to the very first, it was called PEC meetings. I don't know if they have those even anymore. But I remember sitting in this meeting in the bishop's office, and directly across from me was sitting Mark Mulford. And he was leaning back in his chair and talking, and everyone loved him, and he was really funny. And I remembered what those people had said, that he's the ward Casanova, so be careful of him. So I would thought, oh, brother, this guy is so full of himself. And I was busily taking notes in that meeting, and I happened to glance up, and my eyes met his across the room in the middle of this meeting, and he winked at me. And I rolled my eyes at him like, oh, buddy, just try to get me interested in you. So that's what I felt towards him. I just rolled my eyes and thought, oh, never mind. I'm not interested, basically, was what I was saying when I rolled my eyes. Well, it happened to be that Mark lived in an apartment with three other Marks. There were four Marks living in that apartment together. And I dated one Mark, and then I dated another Mark, and then I dated the third Mark. And it wasn't till May of my freshman year that Mark Mulford reached out, he called, and asked me if I'd go to a fireside with him. And I told him yes. And in those days, my mother had told me the dating advice that I should give every young man at least one chance. And so that was kind of my philosophy. And I want you to know, my sweet grandchildren, that if you ever feel uncomfortable going with someone and you've never been out with them before, you don't have to listen to my mother's advice. I don't want you to ever go out on a date with someone that you don't feel safe with. But I didn't feel unsafe around Mark. I just thought he was kind of, you know, a Casanova, which means that he liked to flirt and he liked to go out with girls. So when he called and asked me to this fireside, I said yes. We went to see L. Tom Perry at the Logan Tabernacle. And L. Tom Perry was an apostle at the time. And we sat and visited. I was in a French class that semester, so I was trying to speak French to him. I can remember that. I was not very good at French. And after the fireside, we walked a little bit around the tabernacle outside, and he held my hand. And I remember feeling really excited about that. And I remember thinking he was so fun to talk to, and he made me laugh. And then he invited me back to his apartment and said he had made strawberry pie. And so we went back to his apartment, and there was a beautiful strawberry pie. And I said, "You made this?" And he told me, "Yeah, I whipped this up yesterday, getting ready for our date." Well, I found out later that Aunt Jane, his brother Burdell's wife, had made the pie. But I thought, I was impressed that he had made this pie. So we had pie. He dropped me off at home. And I told him as we were walking to my apartment that I dated, my rule for dating was that I went out with a guy 10 times before I gave him a kiss goodnight. And that really was my rule. I felt like it was important to get to know someone really well before I started kissing them. So I told Mark my rule. And he said, "Okay." Well, he sent me flowers the very next day, came to my apartment, and they were delivered. The card was written in something in French. And I had to look up in the dictionary what it even said because I couldn't understand it. But he said he had a wonderful time and he'd like to take me out to dinner on Friday night. So I went out with him again on Friday night and we went to dinner. And then we went up on Old Main Hill in Logan and we laid down on the grass and looked at the stars and talked about really important things. And I really liked him and I really felt like I wanted him to kiss me goodnight. But I knew my rule, and I knew I told him my rule. And so when he was bringing me home, I said, "You know what? I really think I'd like you to kiss me goodnight." And he said, "Nope, not till our 10th date." And I begged him. I said, "Please, I'd really like to kiss you goodnight. I had so much fun with you, and you're so easy to talk to. And we talked about really special things, and I really think I'd like to have a kiss goodnight. And I'm not opposed to kissing you goodnight tonight." And so when he took me up to my apartment and he kept saying, "You know, we need to go out on 8 more dates before I kiss you goodnight." But he actually did kiss me goodnight. And it was awesome. And I was in love. In love. Like I never felt before. The very next day, I got some ice cream from Baskin Robbins, and I didn't have a car in those days. I didn't have a car at college, so I walked everywhere. And Mark worked at a gas station, and I walked clear to Baskin Robbins, and then I walked from Baskin Robbins to where the gas station was where he worked, and I took him some ice cream. And he said that that was when he knew that he would marry me. Well, I didn't know until about a week later when we were at a ward activity and it was a barbecue at our bishop's house. And Mark was helping barbecue the hamburgers and hot dogs. And I was in a swing on a swing set and there were three guys around me and one of them was pushing me and the other was talking to me on the side. I was a real flirt. And so I had lots of boys interested in dating me. And I happened to glance over and see Mark, and the smoke was coming off the grill, and he was looking at me, and I looked at him, and in that moment, I knew I was going to marry him. And indeed, we did get married. He proposed to me on November the 4th, 1983. And we were married on March 17th, St. Patrick's Day, 1984. And I'm so grateful that I dated him. I'm grateful that I met him. I'm grateful I married him. I'm so grateful we had four beautiful children together. And I'm looking forward to a day in the future when I get to see him again.
We hope you enjoyed tonight's bedtime story.
We hope you felt our love for you.
And we hope you will have sweet dreams tonight. We love you so much.